in honor of NFL opening weekend, I thought I would bless the dogs with the origins of the Gruel King with some Bird Super Bowl gameplay. Enjoy and stay blessed, dogs.
All I could think about was Gerby's, dude.
It's the only guest that we needed.
Well, I'm entirely honored. But yeah, you guys, the cast has been terrific recently.
Thanks, Gerby's.
Yeah. Oh, man. So how you been, Gerben?
I've been good.
You've been getting pussy a lot lately, haven't you?
No.
Where'd you hear that?
Yeah.
From him. Straight from the Gerby's mouth,
I think
you removed the pussy from your mouth to tell him that you're going to get mad fucking pussy. What's going on?
Well, first of all, nothing's going on. I think I had sex once.
Wow. That's pretty good. One is pretty good.
Yes, comparatively to what I had going on.
Yeah, that's good for anybody.
Yes.
You fucked. How'd it go?
It was okay.
Where'd you finish?
Where did I finish? Into the
reservoir tip?
Yes.
Did you ever
Which, by the way, I should say, I had to go to the doctor because I had a bump on my testicles.
What?
Because when I...
testicles?
When I did...
You ruptured them when you came so hard.
The thing is, with this particular sexual partner...
Damn, this particular, you hear that sexual partner?
Yeah, it could be one of one. It's just you. He's definitely only talking about you.
All right, no. Let's spill the tea, dude.
Well, first, I want to backtrack.
Spill the seed,
I want to backtrack to your original comment, because that's what I was doing looking at it. I wanted to make sure that it had functioned properly, that I had it.
Sure.
Have you had this problem before, or were you just guessing you were coming with?
She mentioned that she was ovulating, so it was like in, you know, Nervousville, trying to make sure that it caught the...
It's like a real-life Big Bang Theory with this guy. This is what Big Bang Theory would be if it wasn't a sitcom. It'd be like a dude like, well, she had mentioned she was ovulating, so I had to inspect my semen, and it turned out that it was clear, so I went to the doctors immediately. I suck out of physicians' help.
Did she mention during sex that she was ovulating?
No,
she's like, I'm ovulating.
No, she's pre.
That's hot, dude. So was she doing like the thing, like, did you ever see when you like, in the health class where they like, we had a priest do a thing where they like break the fluid, and if it like is real strong, it's ovulating.
No.
That's how you judge pre-cum.
That's a Catholic school thing. They teach you how to fuck without condoms in Catholic school.
Really?
You're not supposed to use them. So the priest told us, if you finger a chick and take out like her wetness, he's like, you go like this. And if it makes a real long string and doesn't break, that means she's ovulating, and like, don't do it then.
Interesting.
Yeah, we had an old priest tell us that trick.
A priest hit us with that one.
Yeah, we had an old priest in my Catholic high school told us. He was like, he was doing it.
Gruel.
Like,
damn. It's called gruel.
What is?
It's a fun dude. He's a fucking animal, dude.
What?
It's called gruel?
It's called gruel. G-R-O-O-L. It's a whole, like, Reddit subsection.
Wait,
is
what?
Girls' pussy cum is called gruel?
Yeah. It's very hot. I like it.
Ew, dude. You like that?
It's my thing, yeah.
Gerby's, dude. You come on here and just... You're the weirdest motherfucker.
It's not weird. It's not weird to like wet vaginas.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, when you call it gruel because you looked it up on the internet.
I didn't name it that.
Into it being called gruel.
No, I'm not into it being called gruel. You can ask O'Connor. I've remarked how I'm just like, that's a stupid name. It may not be O'Connor, but somebody.
O'Connor's a gruel head too, huh?
Is he?
I don't know.
No. I'm just saying, there's been a conversation with somebody where I said that the name is disgusting.
Gruel? Yeah. I mean, I think it makes sense. When you said it, I was like, okay.
Yeah, because I think it's like jewel and...
Girl jewel?
Yes, there you go.
I mean, that was a good idea.
Hell yeah. So, Gerby's, how's that talk coming?
Yeah, dude. You're like talk? Kanye holding out Yandy, dude. Yeah,
it's not coming well. Well, because now I'm focusing on the stand-up.
On gruel.
Yeah, you found gruel and now you're obsessed.
Well, because for the talk, you gotta... It's what I was talking to you about. It's like, you gotta learn the thing first and then try and write jokes for it. And the learning of the thing is very difficult for this talk. So
true that.
Yeah, and your talk was, what was it about?
Just kind of knowledge creation and then like how that's done uniquely in the West and the implications for that.
Racist.
Yeah, that's a tough subject.
Well, it's an important one.
What about the East? What about in China?
They're not creating knowledge in China?
No, I don't. I mean.
What do you mean no?
Well, no, wait a second. It was just a little stutter
step Eurocentric,
before.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Of course. No. Now, hang on. Let me backtrack for a second. I think that you can create knowledge in China, but I don't think it's a sustainable way to create it because it's a totalitarian regime, and anything that claims to have certain truth or a final answer.
What? Right. That's easy for you as like a white European to say, but
yes.
Yeah.
When you're living under the threat of gigantic reptiles destroying your city, you can't really focus on
the
physics.
Sometimes you need a totalitarian government just in case a fucking Mothra comes through. You can't be sitting around worrying about bureaucracy when a Mothra comes through. You need the government to act immediately.
Yeah, they've been plagued by like resurrected science dinosaurs for like hundreds of years now. Oh my god, I couldn't even get that one out.
Dude. Yeah, you were so happy about it. It made me happy.
Oh man. No, yeah, that is a good talk, dude.
It'll be good.
I'm going to try to organize a protest around it.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be an easy protest. Yeah. I'd be like, dude, there's some weird dude in there talking about how the West is the only one coming up with good ideas. You get some weird protesters out there.
Good.
Yeah, I get some Antifas and Black Bloc, dude.
Antifa now.
Me too.
Oh, when did you become Antifa?
When Gavin McGinnis denounced the Proud Boys.
Oh.
He denounced them?
He denounced them.
What?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't care.
Yeah, I know. Who gives a fuck about these
people? So he publicly denounced the Proud Boys? So he did what Trump couldn't do after Charlottesville?
No. That's not what he was doing. He was publicly denouncing them to mitigate legal however you'd say it, against people that consider themselves Proud Boys. So
who's suing the Proud Boys?
I don't know. It's more like
definitely.
What did you say?
Cory Booker is fucking suing the Proud Boys.
I think that's what it is, more of a political thing that they're coming in to try and whatever.
Stop the alt light.
Yeah.
Are they all right or all? I lost track.
Alt-right. Proud Boys are all right.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick, dude. That's sick. They're getting out there and fucking sticking
they're
up.
Just getting the message out.
Yeah, dude.
They're getting Gerby's message out that the West, they're Western chauvinists, just like Gerben. Are you a Proud Boy?
I'm not a Proud Boy. I mean, just because...
I'm a Proud Boy.
No, but this is one of those things where I'd probably line up with certain ideas, but then...
So you're the alt-light.
I reject labels.
I know, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Why have you been stopping the thing?
What thing?
The talk?
Yeah. Well, no, it's just hard to learn. Like, one of the things is about... there's this idea of, like, computational universality.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very difficult to understand. I don't understand any of it. And then you've got to also have a grasp of infinity, so on and so forth. So
you have to have a grasp of infinity?
Yeah,
you say that white people are the best in a small theater in Philly?
Well, first of all, it's not to say that white people are the best. It's to say that Western civilization, which could encompass all different types of races.
Interesting.
Specifically, any civilization that allows for error correction, like we do in the West with our checks and balances and peaceful... removal of leaders, but that yes, in order to make this argument that we're capable of, unbounded knowledge growth, I do have to get these basics down, and I don't have them.
Would you say that the West is under threat by non-peaceful removing of leaders now that everybody just like falsely accuses someone of rape or says, hey, they're racist and tries to ruin their life?
Yeah, I don't think that that's healthy to do that.
What if they actually do you support Judge Kavanaugh?
Judge Kavanaugh?
Yeah. You love Judge Kavanaugh.
No, I don't love Judge. I don't know enough. to me it seems like the fact that he lied, but I just know how this conversation would go cuz I'd have this I had this with my friend. I was like, the fact that he lied on his way to trying to become a judge is the problem. And my friend was like, what did he lie about? And I was like, I don't know. I just didn't read enough.
Have hemorrhoids right now.
Yeah, I do have hemorrhoids.
He brought in a fucking pad he's sitting on right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he brought like, you see it?
Yeah.
Good for you. It's
a reasonable thing to do. I cannot wait for you to get hemorrhoids.
I've fucking had hemorrhoids. You power through them, dude.
Yeah, well, mine are inside and outside. And I got no butt. You got yeah.
Damn, so you got a fucking ton of hemorrhoids. You're coming clear.
Yeah.
You must have gave that lady the night of her life.
It was all right.
I'm sorry. This seems like it's actually getting mean.
That's an attack, yeah.
It's not mean. Good.
Damn, dude. Well, I'm glad you got pussy. That's always nice.
Yeah,
it felt good. But so I've been going on. I've been going on some dates. They've not been working out.
Why?
This is just because I think, like, there is something about me that I just struggle to get to the – I don't flirt well.
No, you? You struggle flirting?
Yes, terribly.
I don't know. You fucking turn me on. You flirt with me. You give me compliments. You're good at giving compliments.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that with somebody you're just meeting, I don't think.
You want to neg them. Tell them how beautiful their hair is.
No, you want to neg them. You want to be like, look at your hair. It looks like spaghetti, you worthless bitch. Yeah. Come to my apartment and fuck me. That's how you neg.
That's actually right. You should just put in a fucking earplug. You guys could impractical daters.
Oh, yeah.
You go out.
Matt tells you how Matt to do
be
it.
In your ear.
But we'll see. I started dating this one girl, and I don't think that it's...
It's not going well?
She's just not...
What's the problem?
So the fourth date is when I had to be like...
Oh, man. That's good. You got four dates?
Yeah, but they're very quick dates. It's just like kind of eat and run. So then O'Connor was telling me, it's like, you got to tell her you want to kiss her. And that just feels like... So, everybody, you guys...
Are these like lunch dates?
No, these are dinner dates.
All right.
Wait. You got to ask for a kiss?
She's
not
a big drinker.
Just go in for him. Girls don't like when you ask for a kiss.
I don't think his advice was to ask. It was to say, like, I want to kiss you and then go to kiss her.
I go in for it, dude.
Especially with your voice.
If you look at me for more than.
Don't be like,
I know, it doesn't
want to kiss you. She'll be like,
dude,
oh, no.
It doesn't come
out. I'll tell you what, Gerben. I asked to kiss my babysitter when I was in, like, fifth grade.
Hell yeah.
She laughed, and I'll never ask. Just let me kiss her on the cheek.
Never ask her consent again, dude.
Never ask. If you ask girls to kiss them, they're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You got to go in for it. If anyone looks at me for more than 3 seconds, I kiss them.
That's the thing. But she's not putting herself in that physical posture.
You got to look her in the eye. And
if any girl makes eye contact with Matt.
Three seconds, dude.
If they're in arm's length, he's
Three seconds eye contact. I'm closing my eyes and coming in.
That's
like,
a fair rule.
Yeah.
Until you run into an autistic girl.
That's how you do it.
Just full eye contact the whole time.
Yep.
Now you're in trouble. Now you're reading the signs.
Pucker up, dude.
You better pucker up.
But yeah, no, I would definitely advise against asking.
What was your first date with your lady?
I told her to come to Helium.
Oh, okay.
I did like a dirty dozen. She sat up front. I just sat there and fucking...
Lorded
out. Informed her I was divorced. And talked about a bunch of weird sexual shit. And then we hung out and it was good.
Damn. That's good.
This girl is apparently going to come to the Helium Week.
Oh,
dude,
big.
That's what you got to do.
But I'm going to be telling that story about masturbating on the internet.
Dude, let it fucking... Here's the thing.
Let it fly.
Gerbs, okay. If the whole other room laughs,
yeah,
she'll just go... It's like a glitch for a girl brain. They'll be like, this is a good socially accepted thing. People like them. I've said the most ridiculously fucked up stuff, and people laugh. Girls are like, that was hilarious.
Now, if you say that
if no one
joke,
laughs,
if you say that and bomb, it's over.
Right.
Exactly.
Undoubtedly. But
whatever. Yeah. Fuck it.
And I will say to your listeners, thank you, because the this is Muscle Milk. I know you're going to make fun of it, but I'm bulking up.
Make fun of you for drinking Muscle Milk?
No, dude. Have you tried strawberry before?
Is that how you're trying to get cum in you? You're trying to build up your white cum by drinking milk all the time?
Have you ever tried this?
Muscle Milk? Yeah.
I drink strawberry.
Yeah. Obviously, I drink Muscle Milk. Look at
you.
So fucking yoked.
Beef castles, dude.
Fucking beef castles.
But anyway,
yoked as fuck, dude.
Not only
what are you talking about?
The listeners,
I fucking make that shit in my body, dude.
That will like recognize me from this show.
Oh, hell
we'll talk
yeah.
about that story. So it's like a vote of confidence to sort
fuck
of
fuck yeah,
like,
dude.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, that's gonna
that
crush.
Story is so funny. The story about the cat is so fucking. Did you tell that on here?
Yeah. I didn't tell the cat on here. I told the
I think without ruining your set, I think we should talk about the cat story.
Okay, sure.
I thought you told the cat story here.
I told it to you because I was working on it for the other bit.
The cat story is...
Dude, it's the fucking funniest thing
I've
ever heard
in
my
life. I mean,
it's
fucking unbelievable.
But the tricky thing with that is, like...
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
We should explain that Gerben was a very good stand-up for a long time, and then he stopped. He stopped enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Like many of the greats do.
And he chugs Muscle Milk on the podcast.
Now he just gets pussy and drinks Muscle Milk.
You gotta try strawberry Muscle Milk. This thing... This is like...
You look jacked.
It's got a creatine.
Doesn't
it look stronger
than usual?
Thank you.
Let me see it.
Get in there.
Woo.
Wow, Gerby's is jacked, dude.
Gerby's big. What you been doing, bro?
I am so close to sending Tommy a topless photo, you know, because...
Yeah.
I wonder...
Yeah, you gotta.
That's a normal thing, or is he going
to... send a topless photo
Nah, dude, that's
to
such a power move,
Tommy?
Yeah.
That's totally normal.
I should text him and be like, is this a...
Send it to him.
No, send him again. Don't ask
him. Because he'll be complimenting if he sees a little something.
You got to break out of being a fucking chattel and become a full naughty bee.
Yeah, dude. Take that shirt off right now.
pop the shirt off, keep chugging muscle milk.
You guys send Tommy a pic of your shirt off flexing like right now and say, fuck you.
No.
It's not a beater underneath?
No.
What is that?
Yeah, dude. It's just skin, dude. Just
a V-neck. I'd like to see you in just that V-neck, if I could.
It's just a V-neck.
I have very narrow shoulders.
Do you have narrow shoulders? It doesn't look like it.
Incredibly narrow.
You look like you're wearing a bulletproof vest, dude. You look fucking thick.
Well, thank you.
But just a V-neck up against fucking galvanized steel, dude. Dude, I'm so happy to have you. Woo!
Look at that, dude.
Looking like fucking white Bruce Lee, dude. He's looking really close.
So humiliating. Matt is absolutely yoked out of his mind.
No, I'm not.
Shade's gigantic. I'm sitting here.
No, you look great.
Dude, you're fucking ripped as hell, dude.
We've got a little something poking.
Like
yo, you fucking got some veins.
Like
a cop,
you got a fucking job right now.
A detective.
You got a thick neck too. You got a thick bull.
I do have a fat neck.
That's sick.
Yeah. Dude, you're getting huge.
Just getting yokes, dude. Why you got to fucking work? All right, so Gerben took time off stand up, and then I called him. He was calling me. He would call me and be like, Shane, how do I get pussy? And I was like, dude, you just got to do stand-up. He'd be like, I can't get pussy. I'm trying so hard to get pussy.
Stand-up helps. A little bit reductive, but kind of accurate. Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're really good at stand-up. You should be doing it. There's so many fucking shitheads doing stand-up that can't do it.
For sure.
I think you're one of the people that can do it, so you should do it. And Gerby's makes his triumphant return to stand-up December 8th.
Yeah, 6th.
When is it?
Wow.
6th through the 8th at Helium Comedy Club.
I can't thank you enough. Like I've said,
no, don't
pushing
thank
me
yet.
Into that.
If you bomb.
No, but I don't. It's first, I don't think I'm going to bomb. Second of all, you know, it's fun this time around.
Yeah.
And it's also different. Like you remember from the old act, it was like the plan of attack was just get up there and be like, ah, preposterous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's just not sustainable. And, I mean, my head would hurt, and I ended up slipping back into that at Ortlieb's. I did a mic at Ortlieb's trying to work on this.
That's the one. If I come back after a while, for some reason I go to Ortlieb's and do like 3 minutes, and I'm like, nice, I got this.
Yeah.
Anyway, I slipped right back in, and I was like, no more of that horse shit. So, you know, we're just coming back into it with this sort of new mindset of being more conversational and doing the performance when necessary, but being more conversational.
Yeah.
You're going to crush, dude. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You should do, like, wife beater and suspenders and just go out there and make fun of.
Yeah, wear a blazer, and then right when you get on stage, take it off, hang it on the mic stand, and just flex on them, dude. Just stand there and flex on them. Shotgun of muscle milk on stage. And then rip 3 push-ups and then go straight in and be like, so,
no,
here's the problem with...
Please bring a muscle milk out on stage.
Oh, yeah, he said Dyke in his act.
Oh, yeah, you got to scrub that.
No, that's going... That's.
I told you to keep Dyke.
That's going right up front.
Hell yeah.
That was back in the day. Gerbes. I remember Gerbes was a fucking legend of the mic. When I first started stand-up, I was like, damn, this dude is crushing.
Oh, thank you.
Gerbes was killing. But back then, you could chuck Dykes around like all
day
long.
Yeah, I did Indian.
You could
throw the Dykes.
Dude, you know, I don't know.
You say Indian still, I think.
I, on my first week ever, I was working for Ted Alexandro, and then, you know, as the opener, I read, like, so this happened. I was in, like, a black lit class or something in at Drexel at the time. And this is the thing. I came in late to class. She's asking who can read the poem on page whatever. And the poem was, like, run, N-word, run. And so then
you raise your hand,
and I raise it. So by the time I get there, I'm just like, ah, and you know, I just read it kind of sterilely, you know,
chucked out some clothes.
I brought that out on stage, my first two shows I ever did, and I read that poem.
You read the N-word on stage?
Yes, it's a different time.
That was a different time.
Damn. Yeah.
But in the context of the whole thing, that's one of those things that I look back. And you're like,
damn,
oh God,
Gerben
no,
said
no.
The N-word on stage.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. I read it in a poem. It wasn't saying it.
You're just reliving the moment.
I was reliving the moment
in your
and whatever. And trust
air quotes,
me,
black
it was
lit
very
class.
Quickly, you know, an uncomfortable. It was like very quickly you learn this is not funny.
Oh, yeah. It didn't work on stage?
No. and then you just stopped doing it. But it's just like now I would not have a, you know, I would not even be able to go.
You don't
anywhere.
Have the guts to get up there. You more would kind of sublimate that into like a long talk about the West being the best.
I wouldn't touch it. All I was saying is just how different of a world it was. Yeah,
I'm kidding, dude.
Yeah,
I'm bad at joking around like that. I feel like sometimes I just get a little too carried away.
No. It's only because I just wanted to hedge what I was saying.
True.
Yeah.
All right. So Gerby's back, and he was running by this bit by me.
Yeah.
The story that he had told me, and he was like, I was like, you got to do that. You got to do that on stage. The fucking cat story.
It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard.
What was it? You bought a
Yeah, so I'll tell you that. Part of it may be too much of an act out for the listeners, but I'll tell it. So I had, I got a great deal on an apartment. And
Gerben's Jewish. Go ahead. I always forget Gerben's Jewish until he talks about great deals.
It's a totally reasonable thing to saving fine. Up to, you know, yep. make an investment later.
For sure.
So I'm getting this great deal on an apartment and
says the N-word.
Gerben says Reddit, the N-word. Reddit.
Talks about girls' pussies as gruel.
Yes.
You're a monster, dude.
I love gruel.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
So you got this part. By the way, you're definitely banned for this.
For where?
You know where you're banned.
Oh, I accept the ban. The ban was official.
Ban yourself. Right. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
All right, sorry.
Officially take a knee on.
Wait, is this spread to this? You're banned from this one too?
No. It's not even a question. First of all, clearly I'm banned. But second of all, if I weren't, I self ban.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hell yeah, Gerben.
Self ban myself from.
Look, I don't want anyone to. I would never try to limit a comic's stage time or where they perform or anything like that.
True.
So I don't condone you, or, you know, I don't want you to fucking self-ban, but if you do, that's nice. That's a nice little...
No, I self-ban.
I don't want to prevent you from any good $40 opportunities for night of stand-up.
No. Trust me. And you know what the one thing is? Did you guys see the Adam Sandler Netflix special?
I did, yeah.
Some of it.
I thought it was so good. And, like, the end of that, I just loved it so much. He basically, if you guys haven't seen it, it's really worth watching. At the end, he does this bit with Rob Schneider that's so much fun. And they're just clearly having fun. It's his friend. And then at the end, he pays tribute to Chris Farley.
Oh, that was so sad.
It was sad.
It was really
sad.
It was really nice.
Yeah. But that, to me, that's like Sandler and McKeever. That just reminds me of the way the McKeever is towards his friends. And like sort of that degree of like... At the end of the day, that's what's going to make you happy. Not just trying to, you know... worry about if I can't get on at one theater. I'd rather it's the friendships that matter. It's the having fun, because and that's what I appreciate so much of you getting me back in. Because then like I got to see Brian Six perform. He's great.
And then
Kyla was there. It's just like a incredibly warm human being. So like being a part of that,
the camaraderie.
Yeah.
That runs out pretty quick.
Does it?
Yeah, that camaraderie turns into a bunch of little fucking weasels shitting on everything you do for fucking 2 years.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that's part of it.
No, it's... But you know what I'm saying. I got two great bulls right in front of me, dude.
You're not going to be camaraderie with everybody. Yeah. You get your little... And so it's
click up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, you will definitely get some pussy, too.
From
doing stand-up,
I guess. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, that's just... Yeah, that's deep-sea fishing, dude.
Deep sea fishing? Yeah. Was that point of metaphor out?
It's just, you're just like, every right now cast. You're skimming the surface. Oh. You're dropping a deep line, dude. You're hooking into the fucking, controlling the masses and shit. You're definitely, you're getting chicks to gruel hard over that.
They gruel.
Online dating profile, you're just another swinging dick. As soon as you stand up on stage and you're making, 300 people laugh, now girls go, they start doing the girl calculus. You're like, yeah, fuck them.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
There's going to be a bunch of gruel at Helium oozing out.
Girls going to be sliding off their seats, dude.
Just gruel city. Once they hear this fucking cat story, they're going to be like, holy shit.
Yeah, women don't see it. Most women that I've told this to don't find it funny, but.
For real?
Yeah.
Usually have such a good sense of humor. That's weird.
Yeah.
Claire thought it was hilarious.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But I still need jokes on the back end of it. So I'll tell the story and then, just say where the problem is with it. But anyway, so I get a great deal in an apartment.
Sure.
And when I'm leaving, I'm asking, I ask him, is there some sort of like insect or rodent issue going on here? And he goes, well, which is like indicative of course, like obviously there's a problem with this apartment.
Yeah.
And it was infested with mice.
Mm.
So he tells me, just get a cat. And so I decided to enter into a symbiotic relationship with a cat wherein by I would provide food and shelter and she would remediate my mouse problem.
Nice.
So
symbiotic remediate gruel city. Gruel fucking city right now. All right,
so that'll tell you like the little bit longer version, which is that so when I go to pick her up, I go to this rescue place and I just like see this cat, pet her a few times, seems normal. I tell the girl, let's go with this one. And she's like, well, why don't you spend some more time with her? And I was like, moving.
Yeah,
it's week. A fucking cat.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And she goes, well, it's going to take a couple of days to do the paperwork. Why don't you come back and see her? I'm like, no,
Yeah.
What am I saying there?
Oh, was this an adult cat?
Yes.
All right, that's a rough one to pick up from a shelter.
Yeah.
So I learned.
It's a killing machine.
Yeah, you got to go kitten or young. All right, sorry.
No, no, that's it. Yeah. That's exactly
you picked
right.
Up
I mean,
a,
like
a stray cat.
Right.
That's basically yeah. That could
yeah,
have
but been in terms of you want to know that thing was able to catch its own food and shit.
Yes. So did well, thing. It had its claws.
In a feral cat is.
I brought one into my house. They're fucking sick.
How'd it work?
It was cool.
What, it was fun?
My cat actually was a sweetheart. His name is Garfield. But I think he was like a domesticated bum of a cat who would just like go from house to house. So. Because he used to get fucked up. He used to come in bleeding and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
But my aunt's done that. They're pretty they're nasty fuckers. Yeah. But if you want it for just like its predation, for sure get a stray guy. Because you weren't trying to befriend it.
Not really. I mean, like I should have clarified. I'm more of a dog person. I love animals. But yeah. I would have been fine with a very sort of, again, symbiotic relationship.
It's a quid pro quo.
Right. Just kind of like pass each other in the hallway. Good day to you, cat. She's like, yeah, kill a mice. So anyway, you know, I'm like, just do the paperwork. So when I come back a week later, my mom was with me and she goes into the cat was behind a sliding glass door. Mom goes in there, she's petting the cat and I'm signing the paperwork and I'm not doing this for comedic effect. I mean, I sign my name, I date it and then the sliding glass door opens and my mom sticks her head out and she's like, cat just attacked me. And so now I'm looking at the paper. I look at the guy. He looks at the paper. He looks at me. My mom sees what's kind of going on and starts to try and run PR for the cat. She's like, oh, I think she might have heard a dog bark. And blood shooting out of her.
Oh, wow. The cat already attacked your mom.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And
good purchase.
And so, but at this point I felt committed. So I was like, all right, let's do it. And I had this little like collapsible travel case. Nice. That I gave to the guy, and then he had to like go put Addie into this thing. And
Addie,
that was the cat's name. Nice. And she's beating the shit out of him, just like, and him trying to like act serene while he's sticking this, maniac cat into his case. Oh. Like, walking home, just terrified because she's going nuts. It was like, you know, the opening scene of Jurassic Park with the velociraptor. So I get her in and. I like put her in the litter box. That's what you're meant to do. And then she goes running up to my bedroom, and so that was the deal. She was a violent cat. Like you would pet her for a couple seconds, and then she would attack you. So yeah. The first thing I Google, and they're like, you got to make her feel comfortable. So just like talk to her. And so the first four nights, I was just getting hammered in my kitchen, and then going up into the bedroom, like, "Hey, Addie," and just, go ahead.
You know, I was laughing.
Just drinking courage in to talk to this cat.
Hey, Addie.
Addie, come on, man.
You're not that bad,
cat. I'm feeding you. Just help me out. Help me out, Addie.
Yeah, I feel like I was talking to her like a friend-zoned guy. It's just like, I know you've been through a lot, but...
Can I kiss you? Can I kiss you now? I'd like to kiss you.
I'd like to kiss you after the bill.
Once the check comes, I'd love to give you a kiss. I come weird. I struggle to ejaculate.
In all fairness, so that fourth date, though, I did say, I was like, and I was like, let me get a kiss. I was just like, shut up.
Wait, so you hit it with the old like,
coming out of my mouth so
let me
hard.
Get a kiss, girl.
Let me get a kiss, baby. Plant one on me, baby girl.
You know, we just like pecked on the lips.
Hey, let me get a kiss. Come here, give your daddy a kiss. So she gave you a lip peck?
Lip peck.
How's it going after that?
Then we went on another date and had one more lip peck.
Did you text her like, yo, that was a nice, I liked that little peck.
I can't stop thinking about that peck. You kiss like my aunt.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I can.
You got to go back. You should strictly peck. Just go back.
Holy peck.
Oh, God. Oh, it's
Speaking of pecks, dude, I got hit with some gross ones over the holidays.
Oh, from like your aunt's?
I got hit with my fucking in the neck all the time.
Ooh, pecks you're
to
tall,
the
dude.
Yeah,
you're
I get
tall.
Pecks to the neck from these... old people and it's weird.
Yes, yeah. My grandma did that. She would kiss me on the ear and that's like my sweet spot. It was fucking gross. Yeah.
You'd get fucking you'd get the gruel coming out. You'd get your butt gruel.
Get your gruel, dude.